Today's daf is daf Chav Zayim or Chav Vav Amud Beis. Six lines in the bottom. The Amar of Nachman, right? Gan of Nisan. So the Amar of Nachman is now going to talk about another case, whether or not this person is kosher or possible Eidus. The Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Gan of Nisan, Gan of Tishrei, Lo Shmei Ganav. Guy who steals in the month of Tishrei, or in the month of Nisan, he's not considered a Ganav. Why? What's the story? What does it mean? Just because he steals in those 2 months, he's not posulatus. He's a ganav. Why isn't he posulatus? So Gemara says, Hani Mili. What are we talking about? The arisa. We're talking about an aris. Okay, so what's the deal with the aris? The aris works. He works my land, and I pay him a certain percentage of the produce. So this guy's really what he's doing is taking a little extra. He's taking a little extra. So it's the arisa, okay? So he's going to be more headed to himself to take a little bit more than what he was supposed to get. So it's an aris, udavar muat, and he only takes a little bit. He doesn't take the whole massive amount. He only takes a little bit. And the bedavar shenigmar malachto. And it's only when he takes something that's completely ripe. So then his guy's more hetter. Maybe he's like a poel. Malach is like by a poel. He can take a little bit during the day. He can, you know, to pluck up a little bit of fruit. So this guy's more hetter. So the whole problem that why you'd be possible to aid this is because you're an aid chamas and you have this desire that you need money. You have such an aid tahara. This guy's not so much after money. He's more hetter. He thinks it's mutter. He thinks he's a poel. He only takes a little bit. And he's already getting some of the produce anyway. So he takes an extra grape. That guy's not considered a ganav. But why we say Tishrei and Nisan? Because in Nisan, it's the Zman, the Katsir. We collect the wheat. And Nisan and Tishrei is the Zman Batsir Anavim. That's where you collect the grape. Well, they're not an aris. He's not an aris. No, an aris is a sharecropper. So, he doesn't own the land at all. He's a sharecropper. He gets as payment. He gets some of the produce. I don't know how that works. He has to take a very little bit, and he has to take a little bit, and he has to be v'dabar shenigmar malachto. He has to be it's something where it's potentially confusing with a poel. If you're a partner, you're not a poel. You're an owner.
Is he confused, or is he just taking because he wants? He thinks it is.
No, he's saying in this case he's taking because he thinks he has the right to, but he doesn't have. He doesn't have this type of for money to make him possible. The Gemara says, but look at the next case. Ikari de Razvid. Ikari de Razvid. That's a different. Rashi says, the Ikar is lo hainu aras. The eno cholik peperis. He gets a salary, basically. He takes a salary. He doesn't take the right? So, chad gan of kaba de saru pasle. So, One of them stole a bunch of wheat. V'cha ganav kibur d'ahani u'pasle. And one of them stole a cluster of dates, and he made him pasle also. So these guys were pasle. They didn't have the heter. They didn't have the. No, it's not a heter. They didn't have the mindset that would allow them not to be pasle anymore, right? Since these guys don't take their schar from the peros. There's no reason for them to think that they have a heter to take the schar from the peros. What? Yeah, well, now it took a kav.
Yeah,
but everything's wrong here. He's not an aris.
An employee can take while they're working.
A kav?
No, eat while they're working.
A poel can.
Yeah.
Here
he's taking something that completely, not while he's working.
Yeah, he's also taking a large amount.
And mostly he doesn't.
You know, the difference is that the sharecropper does have an interest in the produce. Here, an employee doesn't have any interest in the produce.
Okay. Right, well, that's why he's considered going. There's nothing to be more heter. There's nothing to think, oh, then maybe, you know, there's no excuse to give this guy. A sharecropper, you can give a little excuse. The guy takes a little bit more than what he's allowed. He's supposed to take 200 bushels. He took 201. So he's not allowed to do that, but he's not possible Eidus. Okay? Next case. Hanhu Kivorei. You had these grave diggers. Dekavur nafsha b'yontav rishon shel atzeres. That they buried somebody on the first day of Yontav, first day of Shavuos, right? I guess they got paid for it. So these guys are—they lust after the money. They did an iser. You know, there's a whole thing about burying somebody on the second day of Yontav Shnei Shel Golios. But first day, you're not allowed to do that, right? So shamtinu Rav Papa put them in nidui upaslinu leedus, and he made them pasul leedus because they obviously are—they're rush of the chamas. They want money, so they'll do an aveira for money. Pay me, and I'll bury. So he says the apostle. So Rav Huna Berei Ba'achshirinhu, sorry, ba'achshirinhu, Rav Huna breeds Rav Shua. But Rav Huna says, no, they're kosher eidus. So Amalei, so Rav Papa says to Rav Huna, why did you say that they're kosher? V'harashayim ninhu. These guys are Rashim. Rashayim. Why? Because they're over an aveir because of money. And the dinner should be, that should be possible eidus if you're over an aveir machmas money. If you're over an aveir machmas money, then you can't be trustworthy. Maybe someone bribed you. Maybe you're saying it for, you know, if you just, what are you talking about? What if the guy just likes to eat treif? Is he possible eidus? Maybe yes, maybe no, depending on the reason why he eats treif. But he doesn't have this lust for money. So b'chai rishayim ninhu. So savri mitzvah ka'avdi. Now they thought, for whatever reason here, they thought they were being mekayim a mitzvah. Because, you know, being mekayim, kfuras hameis is a mitzvah. So they thought they were going to be mekayim a mitzvah by burying the mace on the first day. So Gemara says, the assumption now is that they did it more than once. Right? So savri mitzvah ka'avdi. The Gemara then says, v'hakam hashamtinalei. So why are they going to do it again? They saw that I put him in idui. They saw that I put him in chayrim. I'm not going to put someone in chayrim if they're doing a mitzvah. Obviously, they're doing something wrong. Why they go ahead the next time and do it? I think that's the assumption that they did it again. Rashi says, second to last Rashi. So why do you say they're kosher? So he goes, nah, savri kaparika adlam rabbanon. It's difficult for me to understand this. What they thought was what that they were doing was mutter because they were bearing the mace. But since it involved chil yontif, they needed some sort of kapara. So in order to get the kapara, they put them in nidor, and they see the nidor, and then they'll be okay. Almost like you get these self-inflicted lashes to I don't know, you roll around in the snow, you do these yusurim. So they thought that's what was going on. Look at Rashi. Sabri hai deshamtina mishum kapara hu alsha avarnu. Velo mishum de nehadar bun, elamutu lechala yonta bishvila mitzvah, v'nashav v'nidor mishum kapara. Alright, where else do you see that? Something is mutter to do, but you need kapara? If it's mutter, it's mutter. Right, you don't say, oh, you know, the Gatzala guy drives the ambulance to save the guy's life. Sorry. He doesn't have to do kapara for that afterwards. It's pikuach nefesh. He's allowed to do that. If it's mutter, yeah. I don't want to say that. But if it's mutter, it's mutter. Alright. Fine. Next case. This case is Big Shas Sugya. Eid Zomim. Okay? Concept of an Eid Zomim. One of those concepts of Eid Zomim. Eid Zomim is where two people that give testimony, two other people come afterwards, and they don't contradict the testimony, they just contradict the possibility of the first pair of Eidim giving that testimony, because they say, you were with us, where were they with us, Menachem? They're always with us in Chicago. They're with us in Chicago. How can you give testimony in New York today? You were with us in Chicago. So I always wonder what they say in Chicago. So Eid Zomim, guy comes Pasul Eidus. There are two points in time with the Eid Zomim, right? There's a time that they gave the testimony, and then the later date time, we just turned to Amud Aleph, and then the later time where they actually become Eidim Zomim, when the other witnesses come and knock them out. So from which point in time are they considered Pasul Eidus? From the original Haggadah, or only from the time where they became an Eid Zomim? So it's Machlokas, Eid Zomim. Abaye, Omar Abaye says, L'mafreya hu nifsal. Right? He says that he's Pasul L'mafreya all the way back. If he gave testimony January 1, and he became an Eid Zomim today on March 11th, so he's Pasul Eidus all the way back, starting from January 1, and I guess all the Eidus that he said in between, if he said any Eidus in between, will be Pasul, because he was an Eid Pasul at the time. Right, so Eid Zomim by Amar L'mafreya hu nifsal. Look at Rashi L'mafreya. Kol ha'idios she'eid minisim ve'eilach psulim. Sharim is she'eid Eidus zeh hu Rasha. Everything is Pasul retroactively. But Rava says, mikan ula haba hu nifsal. No, he's only becomes Pasul Eidus from the moment that he becomes an Eid Zomim going forward. Not from the moment of testimony, right? Mikanu laba Rashi says Misha Huzan. So now Gemara, I say, what's the svar of Rava? Pashtus I think is like Abaye, right? When did you come Pashtus? Because you did the Avera. When did you do the Avera? You did the Avera obviously back then. It only became Megala to us that you did the Avera now. Well, so that's the question. How do you look at the psul? What do you look at the psul? So Abaye Amar l'mafreyhu nifsal. Why is he pasul l'mafreya? May idna da asid. From the moment that he testifies, rashahu. He's a rasha because he gave false testimony. But Torah amra al toshes yotcha im rasha. Right? Al toshes rasha aid. You can't accept the testimony of an aid of a rasha. So see, since this guy was a when did he do the rishus? The rishus was when he gave false testimony. He gave false testimony back in January 1. That's when he becomes Pasul Eidus. But Rava Amar, no. Rava says, Mikanu Labahu Nifsal. He's only Pasul Mikanu Labahu. Why? Because Eid Zomim Chiddushu. And Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. Because why you believe the Chiddushes, and Rashi and Tosfos hopefully try to figure it out, but Pashtus, based on Rashi, is why do you believe the second Kat of Eidim more than the first Kat of Eidim? Should be Trei and Trei. But you have the Eidos HaKasha, they're both knocked out. But it's Trey or Trey. Why do you believe totally second? So it's Chiddush. So if it's a Chiddush, Ein Bo El Chiddusho. So the Chiddush, when do we apply the Chiddush? You apply the Chiddush at the moment of the contradicting testimony. Look at Rashi. Chiddushu, it's a Chiddushu, Shenitzolin Shnayim, Vishvil Shnayim, Sheorim Mimanu Hayisen. It's a Chiddush that you pass on two based on the testimony of any other two. The Maichaz is the Samchalahani, Samochani. Why are you relying on the second guys? Rely on the first guys. Elixir's a Kasuf, who? It's just Elixir's a Kasuf. Hilach, Elechabo, Elemishas Chiddush, Veelach, Mishashi Huzam. Therefore, you only have the right to make them possible from the time that the Chiddush takes place. The time the Chiddush takes place is at the time that we accept the second testimony. Right, good. Tomorrow is continued. Eid Zomeim Chiddushu, my Chazis, the Samach Zahani, Smoch Zahani, so Ein Lechabo, Ela Mishas Chiddushu Ve'elach. Period. Tosa says that the Chiddush is more along the lines that this, even if you have Eid of HaKasha, you don't believe the second people. The two guys knock out the first guy. The difference is by HaKasha, the second people are also knocked out. So the chiddush is not that we don't believe the first set of Edom. The chiddush is that we do believe the second set of Edom, and they're not knocked out. Okay. So just for a moment, there's the sugya comes up again in Meruva and Daf Ayin Beis in Bava Mesiyah. So in the Rishim Hashirim from Salavetchik, tries to explain what the machlokas between Abai and Rava is. I think it's similar to what you were saying. He asks, Sarach Iyim Machlokas ben Abai ve Rava, which have Sharei Mishuhuzmu HaEdus, when they became Edom Zomim, Huvra HaDavar L'Mafreya, Shei Yidu B'Sheker. We realized that 3 months ago, they lied, right? V'Sha'avru Ahulav, the Losana Brecha, Eid Shaker, V'Sha'asakas Edus. They were over the Isser when? Back then. You're not allowed to give false testimony. They gave false testimony 3 months ago. So therefore, in came Pshita, the Nasu Rishoyim, the Psulim, Mafreya. That's when they did the Avera. So that's when they should become apostle. Right? Shari Avru Mishasar Gada Havera Shal Edo Sheker. So what's the Svar of Rava? So if Salvecha quotes the name of his of Reb Chaim, he says that the Avera of Losana Brecha Eid Sheker, that's not enough to pass you. Why? Because it's a Lav She'imbo Meisen, there's no Malkus. And based on the Rambam, he says the only time you become apostle in Edus, the only time you cross the Eidus is if you're over on an Isser that you're Chayav Malkus. Quotes the Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilchos Eidus. Ezehu Rasha, who's considered Rasha? Kol She'avar Avera She'chayavim Alav Malkus. Zehu Rasha Hu Pasol. Therefore, it's the psul of an Eid Zomim. Guy, so an Eid Zomim is Pasol Eidus. Why is he Pasol Eidus? He wasn't only over any Isser. I'm not sure how this works. So what about a regular Eid? Guy's over an Isser of Mamma. Okay. He says, the psul of an Eid Zomim, is this a special Xeris HaKasav? Because there's no Malkus here. There's a Lav She'en Bo Maaser. Right? There is certain cases where you get Malkus, but that's only because you can't get Karzama. But he says the psul of an Eid Zomim is a special psul, and the psul is Machmas that he becomes called an Eid Chamas. It's a special din, he becomes an Eid Chamas, Xeris HaKasav, the Pasuk says, Atosha Zilachka Imrash Yos Eid Chamas. So according to Rava, you only get the chalos shem eid chamas at Shas HaGadol at the time when you become an eid zomim, like similar to what you were saying. Only at that moment do you become the eid zomim. You're not pasul eidus way back when. You're not pasul eidus way back when because you didn't do an isser that qualifies you for being pasul eidus. When do you become qualified for being pasul? When do you become qualified for being pasul eidus? Only when the Torah gives you that chalos shem eid chamas. He says, "Ulufize yotze." So he says, "L'rabah shem shel eidzom chal b'shas gemara din." The lekein nifsal rak mikan labash. The psul eidus chal bo b'shas shachal hashem shel eidzom. The psul eidus only comes upon him at the moment he becomes an eidzomim. Therefore, he says, according to Rava, let's say you gave testimony that A killed B, and then they became A, right? A killed B, and then B walks in, right? Shabivah horig v'raglav. So the guy who testifies falsely, he's not going to be pasul edus because he never became an eid zomim. Why did he never become an eid zomim? Because the guy's right here. So he says that's according to Rava. But he says according to Abai, we don't go based upon Rava says Rava based what the Rava is saying is that according to Rava, we go the chiddush is that we go according to the time where you got the chaloshein eid zomim. According to Abai, no, you go the zman of the ma'aser avera. The ma'aser avera is way back when, and that's where you get. I think that's what you were saying.
Right.
But there's a
Shomim, and then he was found guilty and he was killed by the court.
So you killed him.
And after Gmar Din.
Right.
If the age of him were discovered later, it's too late. He's killed. So if you didn't have a question to the Mor Machmir, you cannot do anything. Allah has come in every other.
No, in every other case also, if after Gmar Din you don't do anything. It's Kasher Zomim Lasso, it's not Kasher Asa. That's the chiddush. Even if it's a monetary case, if I say you owe him $100 and I have a gemar din and you may pay him $100 and I become an eight zomim afterwards, I don't have to pay the $100. No difference between nefashos and mamnos in that case.
So then it doesn't apply when it doesn't apply in the past. It's only from the present and on.
No. Yeah. Mafreya means when do we consider them puzzle? From the time they gave the haggadah back then?
What's the difference?
What do you mean what's the difference? Let's say they gave testimony in January 1. They gave... Okay.
Then it doesn't matter when you consider it.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that case. We're talking about the case where they became Edom Zomim before they passed in the Shaila. Right. So they're talking about the case where they started before. But even so, even in your case, if they become an Edom Zomim, so they're just not punished, but they're still Pasul Edus. So from when they Pasul Edus? They Pasul Edus at this moment, or they Pasul Edus going to Rabbi way back when? Originally, from when they gave the false testimony. So that's the machlokas. Ika the Amri, some others say, Rabba Namik Abayi Svirle. Rabba also holds like Abayi. Really, they should be Pasol Mishas Hagadus Edus, back in January. My time ka Amri, what's the reason why we don't say, my time ka Amri Mikhan Abba? Why do we only say that the Pasol going forward, not retroactively? Mishum Sedevil Kuchos, because we're worried about all the testimony that they possibly gave in between, from January to now, and you'd have knocked off all these sales. Sedevil Kuchos, Rashi says, we maintain the sales that took place. So the Rishonim had debate. It's Mashmir over here from Lashon the Gemara that only where there's a possibility of Hefsedo de Lekuchos, do we say they're not Pasul Mafreya. But let's say they started in a Shtar Matana, where there's no Pseido de Lekuchos. Or let's say we're talking about Gittin and Kiddushin, which is not Pseido de Lekuchos. I think Gittin might have other problems. But it's not Pseida de Lekuchos. Maybe you would revert back to the original din, which is that you're Pasul and Mafreya. So that's the Rishonim talk about that. Right, so the Tosos HaRosh and the Ran and Bava Basra say that you're Pasul and Mafreya, it's Pasul and Mafreya by Gittin and Kiddushin. Tosos Bava Kam also says that. Right, so the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Right, so there's a machlokas we showed him whether or not the eighth zomim, this halach would apply by Sivas Ashtar also. The eighth testimony given in Ashtar. So machlokas whether or not this rule applies there as well. Okay. So my ben ayu, so what's the difference between the two reasons of Rava? Right, one reason of Rava was called Chiddush, and the other reason of Rava was called Pseidu Lekuchos. So he says the case is, the Gemara brings two cases. All the Achronim say that there are many other cases. The case that Gemara brings is the Asidu Beitrei Bechad, Inami Tapaslina Begazlanuso. So what's the first case? Look at Rashi. Trei Bechad. Trei kitos shehi'idu bekat zo. Shnayim amru lekol echad imanu ayisu b'makom ploni. Chiddush lekup seidu kukos ika. What happens is, and Tosos explains this more, is that there were two witnesses, witnessed an action. But they didn't witness it next to each other. Right? That's the key point of Tosos. I was at one window, he was at the other window. Two adim come afterwards and say that I, who was in the west wing, that I was with them in Chicago. So they only passed me as an aid zomim. I think an eighth zomim applies to the whole kat. Anyway, but they only came to me. So there's no chiddush here because it's two against one. So if there's no chiddush, if there's no chiddush, then it should be they would agree that it's l'mafreya. But still, you still have the problem to say that l'kuko. So therefore, it's only mikan l'hava. The other case is the paslin begaz l'nusa, where the second eidim come in. And they passel the first set of Edom, not by saying Yimano Yisim Makom Ploni, they said they're Gazlanim. So in that instance, what you're doing is, it's a sort of a collateral attack on the Edom. You're attacking the Edom Begufa. Question though I have here is that we're talking about Edom Zomim. Here we're talking about Gazlanusa. Magolos Yam asked the question. So basically, Rashi says, Inam Tapsin Lahani Trebi Gazlanusa, Shehi Idushe Gazlanim Haim, Agazel Shagazlu Benison. So chiddush lekka, there's no chiddush here. Of course there's no chiddush here. This is in the case of Eitzomim. Right, chiddush lekka, na milsa achrinam kamasadi. They're testifying about something unrelated. Right, aval pseid lekuchas ikah, but they're still pseid lekuchas. But this isn't Eitzomim. Right, but it's not Eitzomim. So why is it a nafkamina? Yeah, why is that considered a nafkamina by Eitzim Zomim? We have two ways of explaining Rav as to why an Eitzomim is only possible mikana lava. Either because of chiddush, or because of pseid lekuchas. And what's the nafkamina between the two cases? A case where it's not an Eitzomim. But that's not Eitzomim. It's different. The whole din of an Eitzomim was because of chiddush. Why is an Eitzomim possible of a frey or possible pan or abba? We're talking about Eitzomim. This case is talking about where they're doing an attack on the witnesses themselves.
Because they can build on it.
But it's not Eitzomim. In this instance, they would get...
Not exactly the same case, but they can build on it.
Not even close to the same case. In this case, like what Marcel said, you would get kasher zomim. If I possibly...
It's not kasher zomim.
So that's not Eitzomim. So what are we talking about?
Well, if you're not saying that it's a chiddush,
right,
Eitzomim is a chiddush, this is another case where they're being disqualified.
But we try to figure out what the napkin mina between Rava's two answers as to when an Eitzomim is possible. Mikan lahava, olam afreya, by an Eitzomim. One of the nafkaminas would be in a non-Eitzomim case. I don't know.
Well, once again, if you're saying that it's not a chiddush, right?
Well, the only plan we ever say it's a chiddush is by Eitzomim.
So maybe he's building on it even further. So he's telling okay. Those guys, he's saying, in any case, those guys who are Eitzomim, now that it's in Lemafreya, the next case that they're trying, even though they weren't Zomim in that case, they're Pasolatis, because they're Rishonim now. So in case B, which he has nothing to do with them being Zomim, you're being, because of the Lemafreya, they're no good.
Right. Okay, by the way, my question is Tosfos' question. Look at Tosos the Asidu Beitrei. I try to, hack. By the way, it's not my question. Okay. The Asidu Beitrei, look in the last Tosos, four lines down. By the way, I didn't get the answer, so I don't know. But it says, oh, de Maika Omar de Paslinum Begaz Lanusa, Hai Lal Havi Me Ein Puluk Sayu Klau, de Pligi Bahazama, Velo Shayach Ika Benayu Elam Me Ein Puluk Sayu. If you're going to give, this is Machlokas. And you want to give a nafkamina, you have to give a nafkamina that's relevant to the machlokas. This is outside of the machlokas. All right, so homework, I have to look up the answer to Tosos.
Is
that true?
Can make shuvim become kosher?
Is that true?
I don't know if that's true.
In that testimony.
Then our shuvim.
Right, but so Rasha could do tshuva.
Rasha could do tshuva, and so in the future he can be qualified that Zomim can never do tshuva.
What? Who says?
Not in between that period.
What do you mean?
If he
was a Zomim, how can he ever be trusted in the future?
Because he's a tshuva. How can a Rasha be trusted?
One second, but in between that period of time, he was from Afreya.
He goes to a different community, and he could be an eighth there and not be a Zomim.
We could do other things. The Gemara a few days ago gave Eitzah status to him, but that doesn't answer Tosa's question, though. All right, let's go back to it. Homework. It's homework. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Yirmi Midifti. Rabbi Yirmi Midifti said, Avar Rav Papa Uvda Gavasi the Rava, that Rav Papa did a halacha like Rava, meaning that he didn't pass all the Edom Lamafrey, only Mikan Lahaba. And Mar Rabashi, Amar Hilchasa Gavasi the Abai, he says the halacha is like Abai, and the Hilchasa Gavasi the Abai, the halacha is like Abai, be Yal Kigam. This is the Ayin in Yal Kigam. Okay? Next case. So the halacha is like Abai, that Eitzomim is possible Lamafreya. Mumar. Okay, you have a mumar, right? Mumar is a person who's doesn't really care about doing averos. Okay, so you have a mumar, and he's ochel nevelos l'te'avon. He eats treif meat l'te'avon, and basically what comes over here, what's his te'avon? It doesn't mean l'te'avon because he likes the meat. It seems to me that it's cheaper. It's much cheaper. Big Mac is a lot cheaper than a good burger and Coors Delight, you know? A $1.99 Happy Meal is different than paying $10.75, but the same thing.
Yeah.
Mumar l'teyavo, you, it's usher. I'm passing. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat nevela. I'm going out on a limb. You're not allowed to eat nevela. Okay. Mumar ochal nevelos l'teyavo, dibrei akol pasul. He's pasul edus. Why is he pasul edus? Because the whole problem with psula edus, you're going to see, is that if you have this desire for money, this guy wants to save a buck or two, so he eats strafe. This guy will do anything for money. He's pasul edus. But lahachis, if he eats mumar lahachis, meaning he just doesn't care, or he says, I know this is us, and I don't care, I'm not doing it for any reason, because I want to be hachis. So Abai Amar Pasol, Abai says, you do a veros, You're pasul, because you consider Rasha. But Rava Amar Kasha. Now Rava says you're Kasha. Why? Because you need Rasha the Chamas, according to Rava. So Abaye Amar Pasul. Why does Abaye say this guy is pasul? The Havale Rasha. Because this guy is a Rasha. Why is he a Rasha? See, you asked the question the other day. Why is the guy considered a Rasha? Because he was over in the Lav that he gets Malchus, right? And everyone who gets Malchus is called a Rasha, because it says, V'hoya im ben hakos Rasha. That's what the Ad Ramah says. So if you over a Lav, you can get Malchus, you're a Rasha, according to Abaye. And you get Malchus, and you apostle Edus, right? Abaye Amar apostle Havale Rasha, V'chmanas Amar, Al-Tashis Rasha Aid. You're not allowed to be an aid. The Rav Amar is Karsha. Why? Because Rasha the Chamas Ba'ina. No, we need Rasha the Chamas. Right? Somebody who does it will take avon for money. And a guy who eats nevelos, lahachis, he can still be considered trustworthy because he's not doesn't have the desire for money. Look at Rashi. Mumar ochal nevelos te avon dibrek apostle, the cave of the mishum mamon ka'avid. See Rashi? The hashchicha bezolt fame the hetera, havle ke rasha the chamas apostle edus. So it's the same thing as considered rasha the chamas if he ate it for the money reason. So now Gemara asks on Rabba. Right, Rava said that you only need to be, you have, in order to be possible, you have to be a Rosh of the Chamas. Mesvei, the following Brisa. The Pasuk says, Al Toshes Rosh Aid. And then it says, Al Toshes Chamas Aid. Right, the Pasuk says, Al Toshes Yochel Im Rosh Lios Aid Chamas. So it says, Rosh and Chamas. So what does the Brisa say? The Brisa says, Elu Gazlonim, Umoalim, Beshuas. These are the Gazlonim, and the people who violate oaths. They take false oaths. But it says, oaths in plural. So which type of oaths we're talking about? So there are two types of oaths. My lav echad shvuas shav, echad shvuas mamon. There's a shvuas mamon, meaning like modiv miksas. I lie about it. Or they take a shvuas shav, which I swear that this table's a chair. It's just a false, we'll get to that in a few months also, matzav shvuas. It's a false, both of them are pasul edus. So you see, even a guy who takes false oaths is also pasul edus. It's not a rush of the chamas. So what rub are you talking about? You see it clearly otherwise. He goes, no, lo, id the id, or id the id. Sorry? Idi Shuos Mamon. Both are instances of Shuos Mamon. Umai Shuos. Why Shuos in plural? Shuos to Alma. Talking about all the many people taking Shuos. Not talking about the guy violating two different types of Shuos. Many people, whoever violates the Shuos, talking about the people in plural, so it's still talking about, it's only talking about Shuos Mamon. It's only have to be Rosh of the Chamas. Mesve, they ask a Kashan of Aye. The Pasuk says, Al Toshes Rosh Aid, Al Toshes Chamas Aid. So the Brisa says, Elu Gazlonim, Umal Be Ribios. These are the Gazlonim, the thieves, and the people who lend the ribbis. Those are the only people who apostle aid this, according to this Brisa. Right? These are only Rosh of the Chamas. These are only people who have a desire for extra money. So Tiyupta, the Abaye Tiyupta. That's a Kasha on Abaye, which is interesting, because pretty soon we're going to pass like Abaye. He says, Tiyupta, it's a rejection of Abaye Shita, this Brisa. Now the Gemara says, maybe Machlokas Abaye Rabba is similar to Machlokas Tanoim. Neima Kitanoi. Pasuk says, the Brisa says, Eid Zomim Pasul L'chol Torah Kula. If you're an Eid Zomim, before you do tshuva, you're not considered Pasul for all Eidios, whether it's Dine Mamonos or Dine Nefashos. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. Rav Yossi Omer B'med Dvar Memurim. When do we say that an Eid Zomim is now Pasul for all other Eidios? It's Shehuzam B'Dine Nefashos. Like ourselves said. If he becomes an Eid Zomim for Dine Nefashos case, Aval Huzam B'Dine Mamonos, because that's a very Chomer case. But if he's pasul on the chamer, he's pasul on the kal. But al huzam bedine mamonos, it becomes huzam bedine mamonos, then kashul dine nefashos. Who says he's alive about such a mochamer of that dine nefashos? So Neima, Gemara tries to line up the shitas. Neima Abaye kirav meyer. Say Abaye holds like Rav Meir, right? Who says there's no difference. You don't need a Russia the chamas. Once a Russia, always a Russia. And Rava kirav Yosi. And Rava's gonna hold like Rav Yosi. How? Abaye kirav meyer da amar armina mikul lechumra. Abaye says that once you're a Rasha, you're a Rasha. So you say, just like Rav Meir says, that if an Eid Zomim is Pasul, he's always Pasul. Doesn't make a difference from Mamonos to Nefashos, Nefashos to Mamonos, he's always Pasul. Once you're Pasul to be made on Dine Mamonos, right, you're also going to be Pasul to be made on Dine Nefashos. And that's like Abaye, who says that even a guy who's only Pasul, only eats of Nevelos, which is not such a big Isser, because it's only Ral Shemayim, it's not doing Rah to anybody else, but he's also to give false testimony, which is an aver chamura, which is because it's bad for Hashem, it's evil towards Hashem and evil towards other people. So you see, just Abaye holds like Rav Meir that if you pasul for one, you pasul for the for the kal, you're also possible for the chamer. The rabba who says that ochel nevelus lahachis is not possible edus, maybe the amar kirabiosi. He holds like rabiosi. The amar mechum lekula aminu, who says that rabiosi said you only if you're only possible for the kula, if you were possible for the chamer to begin with, but mikula lechumer lo aminan. So you don't go from the kula to the chamer. So just because you did something less wrong, right? It's still wrong. Doesn't mean you're possible for the higher level transgression. So too. That's why Yossi says that your only puzzle, an Eitzomoim, who's puzzle for Dine Mominos, can give testimony on Dine Nefashos. So Gemara says, lo, no hechruk, for not muchrok to state that the machlokas Abaye Rav is tuya in the machlokas Tanoim. Aliba the Rav Yossi kulam alpligo. First case, according to Rav Yosef, no one argues that Rav Yosef holds that if you're chashed for Dover Kal, you're not nisol for Dover Chomer. So everyone agrees that Abaye can't hold like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is going to hold it. A mumer nevela is not nisol edus mamon. That has to be like Rava, because he doesn't take the step up. But keep pliga lead the Rav Meir. The machlokas would be according to Rav Meir. Abaye Rav Meir. But Abaye would hold like Rav Meir. He said, no, look, Rav Meir, you would go even if you're over on a lesser iser, you're still possible for the stronger iser. But Rava would say, no, ad kan lokam Rav Meir hasam. Rav Meir only says his din that if you're puzzle for a dover kal, you're also puzzle for a dover chomor. Ella gabe eid zomeim. That's only by eid zomeim de mamon. Derala shemayim verala brios. Because if your aid testifies falsely about money, right? It affects shemayim because it's an aveira, and also affects people because it makes people have to make a payment, right? He wants to be masid. So that's why he's puzzle also for eidus nefashos. So Rava says that's the only place. That's why Rav Meir says that if you gave false testimony for mamonos, you're also puzzle for nefashos, because giving false testimony for mamonos is pretty chamor because it's rala shemayim and rala brios. However, aval hacha, but guy who only eats nevelos lahachis, that's the rala shemayim, the ain rala brios. He doesn't do anything wrong to anybody else. Not bothering anybody else. I mean, I guess maybe if he's eating it in front of him, it doesn't look too good. But if he's doing it in privacy of his own home, he's doing it with Eira, it's not affecting anybody else, right? So Eira Rabriya is so low. So in that case, you would still be kosher le'edus. So it's not muchrach to say that Rava doesn't hold like Rav Meir. So it's not a machlokas tanayim. The Gemara then passes the halacha. The hilchasar kivasei de Abaye. The halacha is like Abaye, that someone who eats nevelus lahachis, right, and there's no, it's not a rush of the chamas in that case, because there's not no monetary gain, pasul edus, he's still pasul edus. The Gemara asks, wait a second, how you pass like Abaye? Vayitosa, we just said teyuta to Abaye teyuta from that brisa. You know the klal is, kasha is a weak kasha, teyuta is a stronger kasha, teyuta means it's rejected. So we rejected Abaye, so how you saying the halacha is like Abaye? So the Gemara says, no, hahi, that brisa doesn't go like everybody else. That brisa is Rav Yosehi. That brisa is only going according to Rav Yosehi, who says that if you're chashed for something kal, you're not chashed on something that's chamer. It's only das yachin. Right? That brisa is only, right, what did the brisa say? The brisa said that it's a gazlanim imalve ribis. So how does that work? Rashi says, Rav Yosehi, the amr mikul asa l'chamerisa lo, v'yichidahi. He's only a shita yachid. That brisa is talking about ganavim. If you apostle, if you, I don't know, it's a rush of the chumash there. How does that work? How does he say? Well, the case over there was the gazlanim and the malve ribis. Those people, so if those are the guys who apostle edus. That was the brisa that we brought down as a tiyufta. Right, because that brisa only says that people who are apostle. For mammon issues, are pasul edus. Abaye says, even if you're pasul for eating the velus, you're pasul edus. So, that goes only according to Rabbi Yossi, who says, right, so from kal to chamor, you're not chashed. So those are chamor cases, because it's rala shemayim and rala brios. That's his shita. But Abaye won't hold like that. Abaye doesn't hold like the other tanoim, a different tana, who's going to say that if you're chashed for dover kal, if you are kosher for dover chamor, and therefore even if you eat nevelos l'teyav, even if you eat nevelos l'hachis, you would be pasul. Good? No? Say again. No. Okay. So the Gemara says no. So the Gemara says so just because it's not Rav Yosi, just because Rav Yosi is a yechida to have a name Rav Yosi, Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, v'alachka Rav Yosi, we would end up having a machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. About whether you go from kal to chamor. If you're chashed in davar kal, or you're chashed in davar chamor. Right? Rabbi is holding like Rav Meir. But machlokas Rav Yosi, Rav Meir, the halacha is always like Rav Yosi. So you still reject Abaye. So how do you say the halacha was like Abaye? Right? So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hassam, it's different here, the Sussal Matanik Rav Meir. There's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir. Now we're going to go through a whole Arichas to figure out what that Stam Mishnah is like Rav Meir to hold, right, that Rav Meir holds that you go, Rav Meir holds that a Chashid Adabar Kal is Chashid Adabar Chamor, and that's why Abaye would hold like that and say, if you eat Nevelos Lahachis, you would still be Pasul Edus. So the Hecha Sussal Lam, where is the Stam Mishnah? So, following case, he had the Bar Chama Katal Nafshe. So, the case, this guy Bar Chama, he killed somebody. So, they wanted to know what to do with him. So, Amalei Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa said, "Lurav Abba Bar Yaakov, Puk Ayinbo. Go take a look at it. See what happened. Iva the Katal. If he definitely killed, Lichusi Leinoi. First sheet in Rashi, you know, poke out his eyes, do some punishment. Whole question over here is whether or not we're talking about Pizman Azeh after the Sanhedrin. What right does Basin have to inflict certain punishments, including Misa? So Ivadakata Lukwenena knock at his eyes. So Asu Trace Sahadi see the Vadakata. So two witnesses come and said that he killed. So Asu Ihu came Bar Chama, and I think Trace Sahadi the Asid Bay Khadhana. He brought two witnesses. He brought four witnesses. Two witnesses said Khad Omar Kamai Didi Gun of Kabu the Khushla. Right? Two witnesses said that one of the witnesses who testified that the guy killed, they are puzzled, they're Ganovim, because they stole this Kab of Siorim. They sold this bundle of barley. The Chadamar Kamai Didi Gunav Kata de Burta. And one guy says, no, in front of me, not that they stole barley, they stole a spear. Nevertheless, they're both thieves. Both testify that the witnesses are thieves, and therefore the apostle aids us, because they're thieves. So Amr Lay, so Rav Abba says to Bar Chama, my Daitach, Ki Rav Meir, you must be holding like Rav Meir, because if someone's chashed on Aveira's Mammon, he's also chashed on the apostles. If you're chashed on Dover Kal, you're chashed on Dover Chomer. How are you holding like Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Lachak Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi, Ha'amar, Huzam Dini Mamanos, Kashir Ludini Nefashos. Rav Yossi says, if you're Huzam Dini Mamanos, you're Kashir Ludini Nefashos. You don't go from the Kal to the Chomer. Just because you're puzzle on the Kal doesn't mean you're puzzle on the Chomer. I mean, the big question over here, though, is that, who cares about, Rav Yossi says, Dim by Edim Zomim, right? That's only by Zimim. We're talking about over here, these guys were thieves. Once you're a thief, you're puzzle Edis, period. I don't know how to answer that question. We're talking about? Obviously. To come to court, no. If you come to court and I testify that this guy's a thief, and the guy says, they prove to me that he's, if I come to court and I testify, and two witnesses come and say that I'm a thief, I'm puzzle edus. Midoraisa. I'm puzzle edus. Chumra the Kal, only apply, we're talking about by Eid Zomim, was Rav Yossi's din. Question of the Torah Chaim. I don't know who the Torah Chaim is, but he always has good kashas. It's excellent kashas. Okay. What? This is a different question. Tosafot also has pretty good kashas. Okay. So Amalei Rav Papi. So Rav Papi says, right, the halacha is like Rav Yossi, but Hani Mili Hechad Lo Sussal Matanik Rav Meir. That's only when there's no stam mishnah like Rav Meir. But Hacha Sussal Matanik Rav Meir. We have a stam mishnah like Rav Meir. Okay. Where's the stam mishnah? Mimai Ilim May Hide the Tanan. Maybe it's this mishnah in Maseches Nida that says Kol HaRoyal Don Dini Nefashos Royal Don Dini Mamonos. Whoever is roy to give to judge or give testimony in a capital case is also can give testimony in a monetary case. So money. Whose sheet is that? Ilim Rav Yossi, if you say it's Rav Yossi, you can't say it's Rav Yossi. Da'i ika eid zomim, because you have the case of an eid zomim, the karshul din nefashos, so pasul din mamonos. You have an eid zomim, ika eid zomim de mamon, right? You have an eid zomim who gave zimim testimony in a monetary case, who still karshul din nefashos. And the Mishnah said, it's part one and the same. If you karshul for one, you karshul for the other. You pasul for one, you karshul for the other. So, Rav Yossi, the ha'ika eid zomim, the karshul din nefashos, the pasul din nefashos. Elo lav, Rav Meir, it must be Rav Meir. So you see here, a stam mishnah like Rav Meir, that if you puzzle for one, you puzzle for the other. Gemara says, no, Mimai, why are we talking about over here that this is like Rav Meir? Dilma b'suli yuchsin kai. What we're talking about over here is not guy's puzzle within Avera, whether the guy is kosher or puzzle to be a judge, but via his yuchsin. You have to be a strong lineage in order to be a judge. So the Mishnah is saying, whoever has the proper lineage to judge Dini Nefashos also has the proper lineage to judge Dini Mamonos. So Gemara says, the Elotema Hachi, because if you don't say that this Mishnah is talking about Yuchsin, it's not talking about Psulim, it's talking about Yuchsin, right? If you don't say it's about Yuchsin, so Seifa, look at the Seifa of that Mishnah. The Katani, Seifa says, Yesh Ro'i Lodun Dini Mamnos, there are those who can give testimony, who can judge Dini Mamnos, they ain't Ro'i Lodun Dini Fashos, but they can't judge Dini Nefashos. But Amai ain't a Ro'i. Which case, we're talking about a case where he's not Ro'i to give Nefashos, but he is Ro'i to give Mamnos, the Itazam Bedini Nefashos, that he gave Huzam testimony in Dini Nefashos, So roi l'don dini mamnos. In that case, would he be roi to don dini mamnos? V'had divrei kol pasul. Everyone, even Rabbi Yossi, held that if you would who's on by dini nefashos, you can't give testimony on dini mamnos. So, and this Mishnah says that you're roi for mamnos, but you ain't roi in the nefashos. Yeah, I don't understand how they go back and forth. They're talking about dinim, and then we're talking about edim. I don't know. So the Samara says it must be ella, right? Ella b'psul yuchsin kai. We're talking about psul yuchsin, meaning that you can have proper lineage to judge mamonos, but not enough to judge nefashos. It's a higher standard. So hakanami b'psul yuchsin kai. So too over here we're talking about psul yuchsin in the ratio. So this is not the stam mishnah. So which is the stam mishnah? Ella hakakasasam latana. The tanam, we have the mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. It says elu hein psulim. These are the people who are pasul edus, similar to our mishnah. A mesachah b'kubiyah, malvi ribis, matrichayonim, sochri shvius, and the avodim. And then it says zeh klal. This is the klal. Kol edus shein ishuk sherla. Any testimony that a woman could not give testimony, afhein. So too these psul edus ink sherinla. So mani, who's this mishnah like? Elim Rabbi Yossi. If it's like Rabbi Yossi, can't be. Because Rabbi Yossi's rule is going to violate this Mishnah. Ha'ika, there is a case that by Eidus Dini Nefashos, when you have the Dini Nefashos case, Eina Ishuk Sheirla, a woman is not kosher, Vehain, but these psulim in the Mishnah are ksherinla. They can give testimony like this according to Rabbi Yossi. Because he says, just because you're kosher on Mamanos doesn't mean you're kosher on Nefashos. So Elalav, so who has this klal? If you're kosher on Mamanos, you're kosher on Nefashos. Elalav, Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. So you see from Rav Meir that whoever is puzzled for Dine Mamonos is also puzzled on Dine Nefashos. And you have a stam mission like Rav Meir, therefore we pass like Rav Meir. If we pass like Rav Meir, so this guy's off the hook, this murderer. So that's why Kam Bar Chama Nashki Akari. So Bar Chama got up because and he kissed the feet of Rav Papi, because Rav Papi puzzled his edim by saying that they're Ganovim. So he got the murderer off the hook. Right? The Kivli the Kari the Kulishana. He paid his taxes for the whole year. So you see here, you get off the technicality also in the times of the times of the Gemara. It's got to be quickly the Mishnah, because that takes so much time. So now the Mishnah talks about what are considered krovim, that are apostle. The Elohim are krovim. Who are the krovim or apostle to give testimony with their relative? Achiv, your brother, v'achi aviv, your father's brother, which is your uncle, v'achi imo, your uncle on your mother's side, ubalachoso, and your brother-in-law, ubalachos aviv, and your father's, and ubalachos aviv, and yes, your uncle, but from the husband of your aunt. Ubal achos imo, and the husband of your aunt from your mother's side. Ubal imo, and your father's, and your mother's husband. V'chamiv, and your father-in-law. V'giso, and your brother-in-law. So hein, these guys are all apostle to Eidus. Ubnehem, their children are apostle to Eidus for you. V'chosnehem, and also their in-laws, their son-in-law would also be apostle for Eidus. But v'chorgo, let's say you have the son, your wife's son, from a different marriage, your wife's son, Levado, he himself is Pasul Edus, but not his children or his children-in-law. They're not Pasul to Edus. Rabbi Yossi says, Zo Mishnah Rabbi Kiva. This is the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva. That, about Mishnah Rishonah, but the original Mishnah only said that Dodo Uvein Dodo. Just your Dodo means your father's brother, right? Only your uncle from your father's side, only your father's brother, Uvein Dodo, and your first cousin. The call royal Yorsha, only those people who can be Yorishu. But a lot of the lists over here talks about Kurva from the Aim, which is there's no Yerush over there. So the Mishnah Rishonah had a different list. Okay, but call a Karlova Osu Shah. Anyone who is Karov either at the time of the testimony, time of the where he witnessed it, or right, he's still Pasul Edus, even if he's no longer your relative at the time of the Haggadah Seidus. Haya Karov, let's say the guy was Karov, right? And then Nisrachik, and he became no longer your Karov prior to witnessing the testimony, then he is Kasher Le'edus, Harezer Kasher. But, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Mesa Bito V'yesh Lobanu Mimena Harezer Karov. Let's say my daughter has children, and then she passes away, and that husband is still puzzled, even though going forward, because of the connection to the children. Even though normally we said that if you're not a relative at the time of the Riyas Eidos, your kasher, here, since there's still a connection with the children, you're still possible. Next, finish up the Mishnah. Ha'ohev, someone who loves somebody, v'asoneh, someone who hates somebody, they're possible Eidos. What's an ohev? Ohev is zesh shosh vino, the guy who brings all the presents at the time of the chuppah. So he's possible, Rashi says, all the days of the chuppah. And soneh, who's a soneh? Koshelo dibri mo shloshi non ve'evav. I didn't speak to somebody for 3 days because of hatred. Not because I didn't see him, because of hatred. They're possible Eidos. And amr lo, the chamsit raviud, and lo next to Yisrael akach. Bnei Yisrael are not chashed that they're going to give false testimony based on these relationships. Okay, stop here.